Luke chapter 24. Then on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they went to the tomb carrying the fragrances which they had prepared, and some others went with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were at a loss on this matter, that, to their surprise, two men in dazzling clothes came up to them. Then, as they had become frightened and were bowing face down to the ground, they said to them, "Why are you seeking among the dead him who is alive? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you when he was still in Galilee, when he said that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and rise on the third day." At this they remembered his words, and they returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the others. So it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the others with them who told the apostles these things. But their words appeared in their opinion to be nonsense, and they disbelieved them. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb, and he stooped and saw the linen strips lying on their own, and he went off home, astonished at what had taken place. Then, as it happened, two of them were walking on that day to a village which was 60 stadies distant from Jerusalem, which had the name Emmaus. And they were talking to each other about all these things that had taken place. And it came to pass, while they were talking and assessing things, that Jesus himself approached and walked along with them. But their eyes were held back from recognizing him. Then he said to them, "What are these words which you are exchanging with one another as you walk, and are sullen?" So one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one staying in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in it in recent days?" Then he said to them, "What things?" They then said to him, "The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, a man who was a prophet, powerful in deed and word in the presence of God and all the people, and how the senior priests and our rulers delivered him up to a sentence of death and had him crucified. Whereas we were hoping that he was the one who would liberate Israel. But as it is, with all these things, he has passed through this third day today since these things took place, without doing so. Not only this, but some of our women astonished us after they had gone to the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came also telling us that they had seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive, at which some of those with us went off to the tomb, and they found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "O witless men and slow in heart to believe all the things the prophets have spoken! Did not Christ have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, starting from Moses and from all the prophets, he gave them an exposition of all the scriptures concerning himself. Then they came near to the village to which they were going, and he made as if to go further, but they urged him not to, and they said, 'Stay with us, for it is towards evening, and the day has declined.' So he went in to stay with them. Subsequently, it came to pass while he was reclining at table with them, that he took the bread and gave blessing, and he broke it and handed some to them, and their eyes were opened wide, and they recognized him. Then he became invisible to them. Then they said to each other, 'Was not our heart burning inside us while he was speaking to us on the way and when he expounded the scriptures to us?' Then they got up at that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those associated with them assembled, just as they were saying, 'The Lord really has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then they related in detail the things on the way, and how he became known to them at the time of the breaking of the bread. And while they were saying these things, Jesus himself stood in their midst, and said to them, 'Peace to you.' But being terrified and fearful, they thought they were seeing a spirit. Then he said to them, 'Why are you disturbed? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, and that it is me myself. Feel me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Then when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were amazed, he said to them, Have you got any food here? They then handed him a piece of grilled fish and some honeycomb, which he took in their presence and ate. And he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you when I was still with you, that everything written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me needs to be fulfilled. Then he opened up their mind to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, So it stands written, and so the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and for repentance and forgiveness of sins to be preached in his name to all the nations, starting from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And mark this, I am sending my Father's promise over you. So stay in the city of Jerusalem until you are invested with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he was blessing them, that he became separated from them and was carried up to heaven. At this they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.